In our gospel reading today, Jesus did something that is sometimes overlooked, but is very important. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him two by two to every town and place he intended to visit. So to prepare the people to receive him, he sent his disciples to share the gospel in pairs, one with another. And later on in the same chapter in St. Luke, Christ taught them the greatest commandment, which we all know: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. No one can really live an authentic life in isolation. No one can really love authentically in isolation either. So Jesus sent them out two by two. And so his lesson is this: the only way to be Christians is to love one another. And it all started with those disciples. And like us, they didn't always click with each other. Look at the way that Jesus put the unlikeliest people together. For example, in his own inner circle, we find Matthew, a former tax collector, then also Simon, a former zealot. Tax collectors were agents of the Roman government, and zealots were the freedom fighters who wanted to overthrow the Roman government. And Jesus put the two of them together among his 12 apostles, who spent 3 years together and commanded them to love one another. People often say that they wish they could love better or to be more patient. Well, we know that doesn't happen automatically. In our lives, God will give us the chance by sending us people who will drive us crazy. He'll give us people that we can't stand, people we think whose only goal in life is to make our lives miserable. But God commands us to love them. This doesn't mean that we'll always like them, but it does mean that we hope for their good, we pray for them, and we show them kindness. And by the grace of God within us, we can do that. In 1960, a young Polish priest named Father Karol Wojtyła wrote a play called The Jeweler's Shop. And in this play, one of the characters, Anna, feels trapped in an unhappy marriage. She and her husband, Stephen, had not been truly connected with each other in years. And one night, Anna is wandering the streets and she meets this mysterious figure named Adam. And seeing that she was in pain, he asked her what she was looking for. And she said that she was looking for love and happiness. Adam tells her that love and happiness was just around the corner, and that that person would come walking down the street and be the one to give her these things. So Anna, excited, couldn't wait to finally be with this someone who was finally good for her, that one person who would bring her love and happiness. And she sees this other man walking down the street, and she just felt in her heart that he was the one. And as she draws closer, she sees his face. It's her husband, Stephen. That encounter helped her to understand love. And she realized that we are first called to love the people that God has put in our lives. Our Lord gives us a very practical way to love those who we don't always find lovable. In Matthew's gospel, he says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." We all have people who persecute us in various ways. Perhaps it's unintentional, but they make our life difficult. Maybe it's someone who's gossiped about us. Maybe it's someone who can't open their mouths without saying something negative. Maybe it's that someone who we trusted and then betrayed us. Whoever that is, the Lord is asking us to pray for them. And what if we don't want to pray for that person? Then we ask for the grace to want to pray for that person. And maybe at first it will be just a simple Hail Mary prayed through clenched teeth. But even then, we are closer to imitating Christ, who prayed for us even while we were the ones crucifying him. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.